Hello, my friend. If you've been following along with me, this is day 23, and we are 2 days away from the day that we commemorate the birth of our Lord. We don't know the exact date, but it's a celebration for us to celebrate that God took on flesh and came to earth for us. I've been meditating in Psalm 23, and I've been asking you to do purposeful meditation. You may or may not have been using Psalm 23, or maybe you've been encouraged by some of the things I've been sharing. I really hope so. I want to welcome you. I want to thank you. When I stopped the last time, I was talking about the fact that verse 5, I believe, of Psalm 23, and you can check and make any corrections if I miss the verse. Verse 5 says, "He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies." Now, we all know that sheep don't eat at the table. We know that. But we know that David took care of his sheep, defending them, and he even mentioned from lions and bears, and he fed them. He even snatched them out, he said, from the mouth of the lion and bear when they tried to attack them. And he went after them when they tried to attack him and brought them down. That's a whole other message. But I want us to look at Luke 22. And in Luke 22, I'm going to read. "Now the feast of unleavened bread drew near, which is called the Passover. And the chief priests and scribes were seeking how to put him to death," talking about Jesus, "for they feared the people, so they were looking for a secretive way. Then Satan entered into Judas called Iscariot." You hear that? Satan entered, who was one of the number of the 12. "He went away and conferred with the chief priests and officers how he might betray him to them." We're talking about Jesus, how to betray him. "And they were glad and agreed to give him money." And now let's jump down. "Then the day came, the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed." That's verse 7. "So Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, 'Go and prepare the Passover for us.'" So he's telling Peter and John, he said, "so that we may eat it." And they said, "Where will you have us prepare it?" And he said to them to follow a man that would be carrying a jar of water. And when they get there and follow him, enter into the house where he's going, and then tell the master of the house, 'The teacher says to you, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?'" So Jesus had already gone ahead and he had prepared a place. Now they were supposed to set up, but he had already talked with this man. He had already talked with this man, and there was a room prepared for him to have it. And then listen to what he says. He said, "When the hour came," verse 15, "he said to them, 'I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover meal with you before I suffer.'" Sitting next to Jesus at that table was Judas, who Satan had entered. The Lord prepared a table before him. David prophesied about what was going to happen. That happens a lot all through the Bible. The prophecy was about Jesus. But listen to what he said. He said, "I earnestly desired to have this meal with you all before I suffer." He was about to die, the sacrificial lamb, and take on the sins of the world. And here he was preparing a place to eat with his disciples. The Lord prepared a place. And then when he was passing out the elements of the Last Supper, he said, "Take this, eat it." The bread representing his body, the cup representing his blood. What he earnestly desired was the symbol to show what he was about to do for us. He prepared a table to deliver us from our enemy, the devil. I'm going to have to stop here. Tomorrow is pivotal because we have to answer the question, are we prepared? Peace to you and your family.